We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We welcome you to the Palouse, Pullman, Washington, for the start of Pac-12 play for the UCLA Bruins. A tough test going against the nation's top offense as UCLA looks for its first win of the season. Hi there, folks. Nick Hope in for Josh Lewin tonight. Matt Stevens and Wayne Cook here, as always. It'll be UCLA kicking left to right. Washington State will receive an attack from right to left. Talked about the weather a little while ago, but it is perfect temperature in the 50s. No wind to speak of. A great evening to start Pac-12 play. J.J. Molson ready for the kick. He comes up to the ball, and we are underway here in Pullman, and it will be a touchback as Travell Harris lets it go over his head. And the 25-yard line, the starting point for Washington State. So here is Anthony Gordon, the redshirt senior out of Pacifica, California, on the peninsula in the Bay Area. And in the age of transfer quarterbacks, he played the long game. Started at the City College of San Francisco before coming to the Palouse. Saw multiple transfer quarterbacks come in. Spent 3 years waiting to get this opportunity. And here he is, starting with two in the backfield. It's Max Borghi and Deion McIntosh. And he drops back to pass, looking left, quick strike. Tay Martin absorbs a hit, breaks a tackle, turns upfield towards his left, and he's down near the 33-yard line. A gain of 8 there on first down. That should have been a gain of 5.
Yeah, Tay Martin, he goes 6'3", 186. He delivered a blow on Carl Jones, the nickelbacker for UCLA, and was able to absorb that hit and then pick up some extra yards.
So ball on the left hash. It'll be second down and 2. 3 wide to the right, 1 left. That's Tay Martin solo. Max Borghi in the backfield. It'll be a handoff. Borghi running off guard right side, and he is stuffed. Chris Barnes in there initially, and then Josh Woods cleans it up. Maybe a loss on the play. It'll be third down and short.
Great read and react by Chris Barnes. He saw that play going off tackle, and he was able to shoot into that gap. And a very physical tackle on Borghi welcomed him into this football game.
Only 27 rushes for Max Borghi now on the season. Two receivers aside, Borghi remains in the backfield. And now man in motion coming across the way. Pass is intercepted over the middle. It's picked off. Josh Woods at the 35 running to his right. And he is gang tackled around the 30-yard line as the play will be blown dead there. Anthony Gordon picked off for the third time this season and a crucial turnover for the Bruins. So no score as we are just a buck 15 in. Kyle Phillips, Chase Cota out there on the far side. Joshua Kelly in the backfield, and now he splits out wide left. DTR has the snap, looking left. He throws, and it's caught over the middle. Kyle Phillips gets past the 15, down to the 14. A great pickup there of 15 yards on first down as Justice Rogers and Skylar Thomas come in there to make the stop.
And that's the way to start the game for Dorian Thompson-Robinson. He didn't have the slant on the right side of the field. He went to the middle, tight end was covered, and then delivered a strike to Kyle Phillips on a curl route.
First and 10 from the Washington State 14. Play fake, DTR rolling right, has time, throws over the middle, and incomplete, missed a wide open Devin Asiasi leaking out the backside.
And that's too bad, a play action, it looked like a flood pass to the wide side of the field. Devin Asiasi snuck through the middle of the defense to the left side, and you just got to float that ball up there, and your big tight end's going to catch it for an easy touchdown.
Jordan Wilson now in the game at tight end on the left side. Joshua Kelly remains the running back. Ball on the left hash here on second down and 10 from the 14. No score, just underway here on the Palouse. And now we will shift. The tight ends will come to the right side. That's Wilson and Asiasi. Irwin in motion right to left. DTR has the snap, throws out of the flat. It's Kelly. He's got daylight in front of him. Touchdown, UCLA. Joshua Kelly from 14 yards out, and the Bruins strike first. Could not imagine a better start to this game for UCLA, Matt Stevens, as J.J. Molson gets ready for the point after here. Snap and hold good. And the Bruins are on top 7-0 with 13-11 to play here in the first quarter. First and goal from the Bruin 4-yard line. UCLA out in front 7-0 here, early moments of the first. Gordon has a snap, throws over the middle, and it's tipped away. He was looking for Brandon Arcanado right over the middle. Looked like that was Jay Shaw in coverage who might have got a piece of it. It'll be second and goal.
Yeah, Mike Leach almost fainted on the sidelines. Why throw that ball? It hit Chris Barnes, I think, underneath the face mask. A lot of traffic. Why throw that ball on first down? But this is a very good Washington State team in the red zone. 16 of 17 scores, and 13 of those have been touchdowns.
They're going to set up with four wide receivers. Borgie in the backfield, three wide right. Second down and goal from the four. Now Borgie in motion to the right. They fake it to him, and now throw wide open. Aesop Winston, touchdown, Washington State. Just found a soft spot in the zone, way too easy. And Washington State is an extra point away from tying this game up. So here's Blake Mazza for the point after. Another clean snap and hold. And it is good. So we are level at 7 with 10:14 to play in the first quarter.
What was the original crowdfunding project? It's not the people who raised money for the zombie movie. Or the indoor beehive. Crowdfunding started with credit unions like Westcom. We're a member-owned financial co-op. Our members are putting their money together to offer each other low credit card and loan rates and high yields on savings accounts. Fund your future at Westcom.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans, and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water, and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys on that ice.
We all know the price of gas is something we just gotta live with. Well, sort of. Because now, Ralphs and Shell have teamed up so you can earn up to $1 off per gallon of fuel. Here's how it works. Every time you shop at Ralphs, you'll earn fuel points. And you can redeem those fuel points to earn up to $1 off per gallon at participating Shell stations and Ralphs fuel centers. Restrictions apply. Visit Ralphs.com/fuel for details and earn up to $1 off per gallon. Gotta love those Ralphs fuel points.
Coda wide left, Phillips in the slot right with Irwin wide right. Kelly in the backfield, Asiasi the tight end on the left side. Third down and 5 from the Washington State 13. DTR play fake, rolls right. Little pass is out of the reach of Devin Asiasi. Incomplete. They were 2 yards from each other, and somehow Dorian Thompson-Robinson overthrew him, and J.J. Molson's going to come on for a field goal.
And really, he had two options right there. If you're Dorian Thompson-Robinson, you could just keep the ball, and Aussie could be a lead blocker. It was going to be an easy first down. Dorian Thompson-Robinson got a little bit excited, threw the ball up high.
It is Jack Landher, the fourth, the long snapper here for the Bruins. A 31-yard field goal for J.J. Molson out of the hold of Wade Lees from the left hash. Low snap, but it's brought up. The kick on its way, and that one is good. Just inside the right upright, J.J. Molson picking up his first field goal of the season, and we will step aside. The Bruins retaking the lead. It's 10-7 here on the Palouse with 4:49 to play in the first quarter.
Now, Washington State, they're going to get the ball on the UCLA 14-yard line.
And DTR was looking for Chase Cota, and now the Cougars right back in business. They already lead by 4 inside 9 minutes to play, second quarter. Borgie in the backfield here with Anthony Gordon. 3 wide right, 1 to the left. Here's the snap, play fake. Gordon, quick throw, outside, it's caught. Aesop Winston wrangled down at the 10-yard line. Josh Woods over there to make the tackle. It'll be second down and 6.
And you can see the strategy now by Jerry Azzanero. He's just saying, we're going to come after Anthony Gordon. We're going to make him misfire by putting pressure on him, and my secondary is going to have to hold up playing man coverage.
Second down and 6 from the Bruin 10. Again, 3 receivers left. It's Winston on the short side of the field right, and Borgie in the backfield. Play fake Borgie, quick throw to left. It's caught. Travell Harris trying to break free to the left side. Race to the goal line. He's in at the pylon. Touchdown, Washington State. The Cougars now lead 20-10. UCLA able to get into the backfield, but the Cougars with a well-designed play getting that ball to the outside.
Yeah, Travell Harris just made a heck of a catch. It was going to be an inside wide receiver screen, and Anthony Gordon had to get that ball over a defender of UCLA's hand and also from the side. And Travell Harris able to somehow go up and in traffic haul that pass in, then stop. Great move. Got outside, found the corner. Touchdown, Cougars.
So UCLA not only unable to take advantage of the interception, they give it right back just 14 yards from their own end zone. And now the point after on the way from Mazza is good. So Washington State has scored 14 unanswered. They lead 21-10 with 8:14 to play here in the second quarter. It is Felton and Jones for the Bruins back to receive as Jack Crane puts it into the night sky. Felton at the goal line. He will return this to the 10, 15, cuts back, 20. Another sidestep up to the 25. Another juke to the 30. Stays on his feet to the 35. And now he's off to the races. Dimitrik Felton to the 30. 25, 20. Flag is down. 10, 5. Touchdown. And we will see what the flag is. But for right now, Dimitrik Felton has a 100-yard kickoff return for touchdown. But hold on.
What a run by Dimitrik Felton. I mean, that was just all Dimitrik Felton. It was like he put on moves on 5 guys, somehow a stiff arm to get away, and the acceleration in the end zone. What could the penalty be?
It was thrown while he was behind everybody. He was already out in front of everybody, thrown all the way down near the Washington State 10-yard line. Couldn't be a block in the back or a hold, right?
There wasn't a Cougar defender within a mile. Yeah, Dimitrik Felton was a Lamborghini just taken off on the freeway by themselves.
The result of the play is a touchdown. During the play, sideline interference, receiving team. The 15-yard penalty will be enforced on the kickoff.
Yeah, that's, I can see that penalty. We just didn't see anything on the field. And obviously the referee that was on the UCLA sideline was running down along that sideline and probably was obstructed. So he's going to throw a flag. Referees don't like to get picked off on the sideline.
Dimitrik Felton made a heck of a juke move back at the 35-yard line, and once he made that move, pushed off a defender, he was gone. And the Bruins have another kickoff return for touchdown, first one since Darnay Holmes at the end of last season. Point after from Molson is good.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hey, Bruins fans. Have you run into the helpful SoCal Honda dealers yet? They're the guys and girls in the blue shirts doing random acts of helpfulness. This season, they're doing all kinds of helpful deeds at sports events around SoCal, like giving away free tickets, surprising fans with merch from their favorite teams, and giving Honda drivers free parking. They're also hooking up lucky fans with on-field experiences and offering free parking lot shuttles to those who need assistance. So keep your eyes open for the helpful Honda people at games around SoCal, and you might be surprised with a random act of helpfulness. And if you're looking for a great deal on an award-winning Honda, stop by your local helpful Honda dealer today or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. To keep up with all their random acts of helpfulness, follow them on Facebook and Instagram at SoCal Honda Dealers or on Twitter at Helpful Honda.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hey, Bruins fans, when was the last time you took a scenic trip along the coast? Let the Amtrak Pacific Surfliner take you to top destinations in Southern California. Travel by train to San Diego, Anaheim, LA, Santa Barbara, and more. Skip the hassle of driving and enjoy onboard amenities and a comfortable ride with scenic views. A great escape awaits when you travel by train. Check out trip options and special offers at PacificSurfliner.com.
Here is Borgie in the backfield with Gordon from their own 40-yard line. A four-point lead for the Cougars. 7:50 to play in the half. Handoff, Borgie, nowhere to go. The Bruins sniff that out immediately. It'll be a loss of one, maybe two. Osa Odighizua getting there first, and then Chris Barnes cleaning it up. It'll be second down and 12.
You know, UCLA, they rotate that defensive front every series, but you would just hope that Osa Odighizua could stay on the field the entire game. He is getting penetration and getting in the backfield.
So the ball back to the 3-yard line. Third down and goal. Can the Bruins come up with another stop? Three receivers to the left. Aesop Winston alone at the near side with single coverage. And Borgie the running back for the Cougars. Gordon has the snap. Looking right. Throws. Caught too easy. Aesop Winston touchdown as he beat Elijah Gates. Wide open, and the Cougars now lead 27-17, pending the extra point.
That's just a one-on-one drill. Elijah Guidry, he's got to have great coverage. And it was Winston that did the fade route and then stopped, came back inside on the slant. Easy pickings with Anthony Gordon throwing another perfect pass.
Here's the point after. Mazza is good. 28-17, 3:51 to go. So the ball will be spotted at the Bruin 38-yard line here on the left hash. And let's see, maybe the Bruins just see if they can get a catch and break one. Thompson Robinson back to throw. Again, stepping up, trying to get some space. And now he will heave it all the way down the field into traffic. It is bobbled and caught at the 3-yard line and tackled just shy of the goal line is Chase Cota. Chase Cota 1 yard away from leaking into the end zone on a Hail Mary that Dorian Thompson Robinson threw 70 yards on a line. And after all that, the Bruins will come up empty there at the end of the half. It was initially deflected. Cota gets it at his own 3, turns towards the goal line, and it looks like Jahad Woods made a touchdown saving tackle. Boy, that would have been a huge turn of events, especially considering they get the ball to start the second half. Instead, it's just a 61-yard pass play. And we will take a break for halftime and come back in just a moment. It is Washington State 35, UCLA 17 at the end of the first half.
Bruin fans, this basketball season, remember to keep it interesante, just like Dos Equis, the beer that correctly predicted the Bruins' 11 championship titles, the preferred beer of Bruins everywhere when they're finished playing pickup basketball, and the beer that never hibernates. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York, copyright 2019, Dos Equis Beer Brands.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil changed, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans, and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water, and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
Bristol Farms carries the highest quality ingredients for all of your favorite recipes, as well as ready-to-eat options from snacks to meals to treats, including the cookie, our bakery's decadent version of the classic chocolate chip cookie, made of 60% Belgian chocolate and filled with toasted walnuts. It's served warm all day at all 13 locations. Visit any one of our 13 Southern California locations or bristolfarms.com to learn more.
And now the Cougars back in business with two in the backfield. And Borghi and McIntosh with Anthony Gordon, 42-17 lead. Gordon throwing for the pylon, caught, touchdown. Desmond Patman right on Darnay Holmes there on the outside. One play, and the Cougars get into the end zone. It's now 48-17 as Washington State now leading 49-17 with the point after 6:52 to play in the third. And UCLA will bring the offense back out onto the field. Two punts so far in this second half. And the holding penalty, the last drive, just negating any opportunity to get things going. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, 11 of 19, 185 yards, a touchdown, and a pick.
And you got to remember, a lot of those yards was on a Hail Mary. But not really that many opportunities for Dorian Thompson-Robinson here in the second half.
Two receivers each side. Joshua Kelly in the backfield. DTR back to throw. Finds Phillips out of the slot on an out route, and he scampers out of bounds at around the 31-yard line. A modest pickup of 6 yards. It'll be second down and four. Daniel Isom wrestling him out of bounds.
Well, I'll tell you what. I would target Kyle Phillips as much as possible. He always seems to have a couple steps on his man.
He's set up slot right now here on second down and four. Four wide receivers set. DTR back to pass, has room up the middle. Now flushed out to the left. He has the first down to the 40 and steps out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Jahad Woods was there, and then Derek Langford helped escorting him out of bounds. But a first down pickup there for DTR. He picks up about 14 with his legs.
And you can see the acceleration. Once he gets through the line of scrimmage, I mean, he just takes off. Duke Clemens is now in at left guard for UCLA.
Here's the snap, handoff, and Kelly able to break one tackle to midfield, now cutting towards his left, has the first down, and he's down around the 43-yard line, a gain of 12. Bryce Beekman and Daniel Isom there on the tackle as Joshua Kelly once again taking contact at or behind the line of scrimmage and getting a good gain out of it.
And you said it, Nick. Yeah, he got hit at the line of scrimmage, able to fight that defender off. And once he does that, sees a hole and accelerates.
Three wide receivers to the right, including a pair of tight ends in Martinez and Asiasi, one wide to the left. It'll be another inside handoff for Kelly, and that one has nothing doing. Maybe a loss of one on the play. Lamont McDougal there in the backfield.
And it looked like Rastafany Murray just let him go. I'm not sure what happened there. He was lined up over him, or he was in the A-gap, but just, yeah, in fact, Rastafany Murray just blew right by him.
So it'll be second down and 11 from the Washington State 44. Play fake to Felton, rolling right, DTR. Nowhere to throw, he's just going to run and step out of bounds at the 40-yard line, picking up four and setting up third down and seven.
Yeah, that was a good decision by Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Nothing open downfield. Jordan Wilson, he was in the flat. He needs to turn into a blocker and go back and pick a guy off.
And that's what Dorian Thompson-Robinson was trying to tell him to do, and he missed the guy. So it'll be third down, and we'll call it six from the 39. Snap back, DTR looking right, finds Felton, and he dropped it. He was still a couple yards shy right there. Marcus Strong in on the rush, and so it'll be fourth down. It looks like the Bruins will keep the offense out there.
Yeah, corner blaze from the weak side of the field. You got to throw it hot. Hit Felton right in the stomach. Good throw by Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Like I said, I'd be targeting Kyle Phillips on this play.
He's slot on the left. He's got Irwin right next to him in the slot as well. Empty backfield for DTR. They rush four on fourth down and six. DTR steps up, throws down the middle. It is caught down inside the five. Jalen Irwin. And a flag is thrown back near the line of
personal
scrimmage.
Foul, roughing the passer. Defense number 92, high contact. Half the distance to the goal, automatic first down.
Yeah, Will Rogers, that was a real cheap hit. Coming around and actually choked DTR. But what a throw, stepping up in the pocket. And Irwin going up and high-pointing that football.
A 37-yard completion down to the 2-yard line for Jalen Irwin. A much, much needed play there for the Bruins. They convert on fourth down and now first and goal. And they'll bring in double tight ends on each side of the line. Kelly in the backfield. They hand it off to him. He goes into a pile. Not quite going to get there. Gets to the one. It'll be second and goal.
UCLA, they're very stubborn. They want to move that line of scrimmage. And when it's a short yardage situation, they are going in, not in between the tackles, but in between the guards. Get to see Joshua Kelly just take it off tackle and maybe try and use his speed going to the corner.
Play fake Kelly, DTR, daylight touchdown. Nobody picked him up. And the Bruins finally get a touchdown here in the second half. And there's a nice keeper by Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Absolutely unaccounted for. Takes it around the left corner. And the Bruins within 49-23.
I'd like to see a lot more of that. Dorian Thompson-Robin, he kept that ball after that play fake. And there was no one within, I'm going to say, 15 yards. Good read by Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
J.J. Molson's point after on its way is good. 3:48 to play in the third quarter. Bruins lined up like they might onside kick, and now they will split out. Roderick Fisher and Travell Harris back deep to receive. And Molson will give it a good kick. Harris just going to watch it go into the end zone for a touchback.
UCLA defensively, they need to get a stop themselves. We got UCLA able to get a score. And it was all Dorian Thompson-Robinson stepping up in the pocket on fourth down, taking a big hit, throwing a strike to Irwin. And then keeping himself to go in. But now, defensively, UCLA has had no answer for Anthony Gordon.
Well, here he is in the backfield. Wondered if we might get a reserve quarterback at some point, maybe when we get to the fourth quarter, as Gordon steps back, throws a quick slant. That's Fisher across the 30, and now taking players with him across the 35. I think the ball got stripped there at the end. The Bruins say they have it. Elijah Gates is holding it.
Yeah, that's UCLA ball.
And it is. Bruins have the football. Fisher fighting for extra yards, got stood up by three players, and the ball was ripped out of there.
The field is a fumble recovered by the defense. First down.
Let's see what UCLA can do here. 25-point game, 3:40 to go third quarter, and they take over at the Washington State 37-yard line. And suddenly they've got the crowd back into this game, too. Four wide receivers, two each side. Play fake Kelly, DTR. All kinds of time throwing deep middle. It is caught. Chase Cota into the end zone. Touchdown, UCLA. 37 yards. DTR threading the needle, and Chase Cota falling into the end zone. An exceptional throw and catch.
Dorian Thompson-Robinson, he's looking right, and then he goes left, and at the last second, he just throws a rope into Chase Cota. Double coverage. I don't know how the ball got through the defender's hands, but Chase Cota able to catch it, and as he's falling down, gets a hand down, and then jumps into the end zone. What a turn of events.
So hold everything here as this point after from J.J. Molson is on its way. And good. Now 49-31 with 3:33 to play here in the third quarter.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Under Armour is proud to partner with UCLA Athletics. Every team and athlete on our roster is united by an undeniable will to win. Visit UA.com today to shop the latest Under Armour gear, all designed to help the world's best athletes become even better. Go beyond greatness with Under Armour.
I'm good with most things around the house. Plumbing, no problem. Drywalling, nailed it. But there's one home project that freaks me out. Getting a mortgage. So confusing. That's why I'm glad I found Westcom Credit Union. They're a member-owned, not-for-profit financial co-op, so they offer low rates and personal service that makes everything easier. Easier than changing that bulb in the oven.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom is an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
Keys, 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 all across the land.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
The Bruins with a long field here, but maybe they can get some momentum going. Their last touchdown drive came very quick off that turnover. One play, 37 yards, 7 seconds. Dorian Thompson-Robinson throwing the pass to Chase Kotick. Dimitrik Felton in the backfield. And Washington State crowd coming to life with the Bruins backed up. DTR has the snap, throws over the middle. It's caught. Felton out of the backfield. Off to the races. 40, 45, 50, 55, 40. Stiff arms a man. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, UCLA. 94 yards, Dimitrik Felton to the house.
Oh my, Dimitrik Felton on a quick route, and he splits the defenders right in the middle of the field. And of course, Dorian Thompson-Robinson with a hot hand put it right on the money, a foot race again. No one's going to catch Felton. No one's going to catch Felton.
So we've got Cincinnati's 75-yard catch and run, and tonight we've got a 100-yard kick return for touchdown. And right there, 94 yards. Marcus Strong had caught up to him, and Dimitrik Felton just threw him away and ran the extra 40. J.J. Molson, point after good. And look at this. It is dead silent in here. 49-38. We still got a buck 21 to go in the third quarter.
This is like an arena football game.
Gordon back to pass. Again, plenty of time. Hits a man over the middle. Patman breaks a tackle up to the 40. Breaks another tackle to the 45. And the ball is free. It's sitting. The Bruins are on it. It is Elijah Gates recovering it at the 35-yard line of the Cougars. What is going on right now?
Jay Shaw, he first missed the tackle. And then he came back and he batted the ball out as Patman was trying to make a play. It got a really good bounce for UCLA. It stayed on the field.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. Defense number 24, 15-yard penalty, first down. His first of the game.
Jay Shaw perhaps a little excited after forcing the fumble. Let's go down to Wayne Cook, courtesy of Ticketmaster.
Stinking believable. He went up to a Washington State player, jumped up and chest bumped him right in front of the referees. Unbelievable. You cannot do that.
Well, this is Jay Shaw, who nearly had a pick six at the end of the first half of the Cincinnati game, spun the football and cost the Bruins potentially points there at the end of the half.
Well, it was a dead ball foul. UCLA still going to get a first and 10 on their own 49-yard line.
So from their own 49, on the right hash, Kelly in the backfield, DTR back to throw, steps up into the pocket, looking downfield. Now he's just going to scamper for a few yards. Hines stepping out of bounds at the 46 of Washington State. Willie Taylor in pursuit. It's a pickup of about five. It'll be second down and five. By the way, that last long play, 94 yards, 13 seconds. Your Chevy drive summary, Demetric Felton.
That's a good play by DTR. Didn't have anything open. And smart decision not to force a throw. Just pick up 5 yards.
49-38, the Washington State lead. Hand off Kelly, spinning through traffic, dragging Marcus Strong with him. Has the first down across the 40 to the 38-yard line. That will take us to the end of the third quarter. An 8-yard run there for Joshua Kelly, dragging a man with him for about five or six. So, boy, are we in for an eventful fourth quarter. It's Washington State 49, UCLA 38. First and 10, UCLA to start the fourth quarter. They're on the Washington State 38-yard line. Two tight ends, play fake. Kelly, DTR back, throwing over the middle. It's caught down to the 10-yard line. Greg Dulcich, the tight end, the former walk-on, with a huge catch. The Bruins are going to have first and goal. That's a pickup of 31 yards as Shamon Moore and Marcus Strong made the tackle.
Are you kidding me? Dorian Thompson-Robinson has a guy barreling down on his chest, and he's able to stand in the pocket, and that ball was absolutely on the money.
First and goal from the 7. Thompson-Robinson, play fake, looking left. All kinds of time. Now throws back, wide open in the far corner of the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown, UCLA. Devin Asiasi.
And UCLA, they're going to go for two. They were trailing by 11. They're going to make this a one-score game with a field goal. And that was the play that UCLA ran on the very first drive that Dorian Thompson-Robinson missed. They come back to it here in the fourth quarter, and they're able to complete it. And they're going to be within 5 points going for two.
Wow, that was to perfection. Devin Asiasi just leaking out, completely uncovered, and there was the touch from Dorian Thompson-Robinson that time.
The throw before that to Dulcich. Oh my, that's his best throw I've seen.
So here we go for two. Trips to the right, all bunched up near the line. And Ezekiel wide left. Kelly the running back, DTR back to throw. They'll throw the fade, that's Coda, he's got it. 2 points for UCLA. It is a three-point game, 49-46. Chase Coda just leaping up with his 6'4" frame. It was 49-17 with about 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. And now the Bruins within a field goal. And they will kick off here right to left with Roderick Fisher and Travell Harris back deep for Washington State. Cougars were playing up, and now they shift back. And now Molson sends a high kick. Harris is going to take a knee in his own end zone. Well, now let's see how this Washington State offense responds. A couple fumbles in that third quarter. First and 10 from the Bruin 33-yard line. Ball on the left hash. Borgie in the backfield. Man in motion left to right is Harris. Gordon back with the snap. Again, all kinds of time. Now backpedaling to his left, and now he'll throw it away incomplete. Osa Odighizuwa finally getting some pressure in his way as Gordon just had to dump it out. Second down and 10.
Yeah, a little fishhook move. Didn't really have to leave the pocket. Anthony Gordon could have just stayed there. And when he went out of the pocket, he ran into Odighizuwa. And now UCLA, they're going to substitute some fresh defensive linemen into the game.
And we got four new guys there on the line, including Jace Smalley and Keyshawn Lucier South back out there to rush the edge as well. Now the Bruins crowd the line here. Six on the line on second down and 10 from the Bruin 33. With the ball on the left hash, Anthony Gordon has the snap, drops back, and he's going to throw it. He's got Winston a step. It's caught inside the 10 and into the end zone for a touchdown with a flag coming down at the end of the play. Darnay Holmes in coverage, but another fantastic throw by Anthony Gordon, and Aesop Winston has his fourth touchdown tonight.
And Anthony Gordon has his eighth touchdown throw. Another perfect fade route to the outside.
The touchdown. After the play, personal foul, face mask, defense number one. The 15-yard penalty will be enforced on the kickoff.
See, the problem is if you're Darnay Holmes, you got to guard the fade and you got to guard the slant. When UCLA came up, they showed six guys on the line. Anthony Gordon immediately knew he was going to throw the fade.
So that stops a streak of 29 unanswered points for the Bruins. As Mazza odd for the point after, and that one is good. So 56-46 with 10:08 to play in the fourth.
Hey, Bruins fans, have you run into the helpful SoCal Honda dealers yet? They're the guys and girls in the blue shirts doing random acts of helpfulness. This season, they're doing all kinds of helpful deeds at sports events around SoCal, like giving away free tickets, surprising fans with merch from their favorite teams, and giving Honda drivers free parking. They're also hooking up lucky fans with on-field experiences and offering free parking lot shuttles to those who need assistance. So keep your eyes open for the helpful Honda people at games around SoCal, and you might be surprised with a random act of helpfulness. And if you're looking for a great deal on an award-winning Honda, stop by your local helpful Honda dealer today or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. To keep up with all their random acts of helpfulness, follow them on Facebook and Instagram at SoCal Honda Dealers or on Twitter at Helpful Honda.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans, and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water, and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
We all know the price of gas is something we just gotta live with. Well, sort of. Because now, Ralphs and Shell have teamed up, so you can earn up to a dollar off per gallon of fuel. Here's how it works. Every time you shop at Ralphs, you'll earn fuel points. And you can redeem those fuel points to earn up to a dollar off per gallon at participating Shell stations and Ralphs fuel centers. Restrictions apply. Visit Ralphs.com/fuel for details and earn up to a dollar off per gallon. Gotta love those Ralphs fuel points.
Yeah, a little backfired on him. Washington State by that squib kick. UCLA normally just fair catches and gets it on the 25. Now they're going to have it on the 30. And Dorian Thompson-Robinson's coming back into the game.
He's there with Joshua Kelly off his right hip. Has the snap. Hands it off. Kelly, big room off the left side. Hurdles a man at the 40 and down shy of midfield. Jahad Woods finally makes the stop, but Joshua Kelly, get up, my friend.
Oh, that was just absolutely beautiful. That looked like an Olympic hurdler. And once again, Jahad Woods saving another touchdown.
18 yards there on first down. Bruins up to the 48-yard line. Another handoff, Kelly. All kinds of room up the middle. And another solid first down gain. Give him five up to the 47-yard line. Skylar Thomas makes the tackle.
I don't know if there was a lot of room. That was more Joshua Kelly just finding a crease and battling his way through.
He's going to come off here. And Demetric Felton now in the backfield. Second down and five. Crowd coming back to life. Two receivers each side. Dorian Thompson-Robinson drops back. He throws outside. Felton with the catch. Sidesteps a man. Still going up the sideline. Sidesteps another man and falls down at the 30-yard line. It was ultimately Daniel Isom who drug him down about 17 yards there. An extra seven from Felton himself.
Yeah, give Felton a red cape. And the Washington State players are like bulls. I mean, olay. He keeps putting moves on them all over the field. And now Washington State, they're going to call timeout. Mike Leach, get his defense over and just try and regroup.
Boy, how nice is it to see an opposing defense look tired here going against UCLA?
Look tired, look confused. They're not tackling. And this offense of UCLA, led by Dorian Thompson-Robinson, they're just moving the ball.
So the Bruins will have first and 10 from the Washington State 30 when we come back. So many big plays tonight for the Bruins, and they're back onto the field. Demetric Felton will stay in the backfield out of the timeout. And the Bruins have two receivers right, one left, and a tight end on the left side of the line. Now Cota will come in motion left to right. DTR with the snap. He has time. He looks left. Now he flushed to his right. DTR just going to chuck it down the far sideline. Out of bounds, incomplete. As Missiona Iolupatea Bay finally got there with some pressure, it'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, good coverage by the Cougars in the secondary. Nowhere to go. And DTR just having to leak right. And after he threw that ball away, landed a little bit awkwardly. DTR, he's going to Want to get in a cold whirlpool after this game.
Second down and 10. Ball in the left hash here from the Washington State 30. Empty backfield. Three receivers right, two left. DTR has the snap, drops back, looks left, throws over the middle, pass caught down inside the five. It is Chase Cota with another huge grab. It's going to be first and goal, a pickup of 26 down to the four.
And that's Dorian Thompson-Robinson working forward in the pocket, stepping up as the pressure was coming off the edge. And that's a really difficult pass. You got to put that ball right on the money to Chase Cota, and Chase Cota able to haul it in.
They'll put the ball down at the three, and Joshua Kelly will come in, and so will the extra tight ends. No receivers on the field. Hand off Kelly, off guard. No, it's kept DTR to the end zone. Touchdown, UCLA. DTR faked the handoff to Kelly, and then he took it wide left and scampered just inside the pylon for the touchdown.
And he had a blocker in front of him. That was a great read by Dorian Thompson-Robinson. It looked like Joshua Kelly could have got in anyway, but you can see the speed of Thompson-Robinson getting to the outside, getting that front pylon in the end zone. UCLA back in this football game.
8-10 to play in the fourth, and this J.J. Molson point after to make it a three-point game. Waiting on the snap. It's good. The hold good. The kick good. 56-53, timeout on the field. We will take one as well. The Bruins trailing by three with 8-10 to play in the fourth. So here is a huge third down for this Bruin defense. Washington State 7-for-11 on third down tonight. Two receivers each side. Gordon drops back. Four-man rush. Gordon looking, steps up, looking downfield, thrown incomplete. He was looking for Tay Martin. Stephen Blaylock was in the area, but it will be fourth and 10. Keyshawn Lucier South was the one pressuring him, and the punting unit coming out for Washington State.
Boy, I thought Anthony Gordon had an opportunity to run the ball and pick up a first down. He had to make one move on Keyshawn Lucier South, but Keyshawn Lucier South didn't play in the first three games. He has played the entire game for UCLA. You wondered about his conditioning. Well, Jerry Azzanero didn't.
So here's Oscar Dragicevic for the second time tonight. Kyle Phillips racing at his own 30, catches it, makes one man miss to the 35-40. 45-50, cuts back inside. Here goes Kyle Phillips, 35-30. One man to beat, 25-20. He gets by the punter, 10-5. Touchdown, UCLA! Kyle Phillips, 70-yard punt return for touchdown. And the Bruins are back in front, 59-56.
Oh, my. Kyle Phillips looked like he was going to fair catch it. Almost ran out of room. Once he caught, he had to make one move and then weaved his way from one side of the field all the way to the other. UCLA has taken the lead.
Unbelievable. J.J. Molson, point after, good. And now it is a four-point lead for UCLA, 60-56, 7:31 to go in the fourth quarter. So Washington State offense on the field, third and 10 from their own 35-yard line. Gordon has Borgie on his left hip, three receivers left, one right. Snap back, Gordon, four-man rush, looking left. And now we'll throw it to Borgie out of the backfield. He's at the 40. 45, makes a man miss. And now he's off to the races. 35-30. Gets by Blaylock. 25-15-10. 5, touchdown. Max Borgie on 3rd and 10. Goes 65 yards. And Washington State back in front with 6:11 to play in the 4th.
I've just never seen a game with such gigantic plays on offense. And that's a simple little swing route to the outside. Anthony Gordon makes the right read. And Max Borgie, he's really fast. He gets to the outside. It looks like Blaylock has the proper angle on him to make a play. And then all of a sudden, Borgie just turns on the jets and says bye-bye.
A crucial extra point now for Blake Mazza to make this a three-point game. Kick on the way. It is good. 63-60 in favor of the Cougars. With 6:11 to play, Demetric Felton in as the running back here. Second down and four from their own 45. The Bruins trailing by three, 5:15 and counting to go in the fourth. Snap back, play fake, four-man rush. DTR trying to fishtail out of it. Steps up, avoids one, two. Now flush to his right, looking downfield. Now he will run to the 50, 45, out of bounds. Dorian Thompson-Robinson took a sack and turned it into about 9 yards there. Justice Rogers escorting him out of bounds. That was very close.
He's faster than everybody on the field. I mean, he's able to do a fish hook. He shouldn't have done that to begin with, and eludes a couple defenders, and all of a sudden, he's running about 80 miles an hour.
First and 10 from the Washington State 45. Three receivers set, two left, one right. Felton in the backfield. DTR back to pass again. Blitz coming. Throws over the middle. Pass incomplete, but flags are thrown. Demetric Felton was interfered with by Justice Rogers, trying to go out and in from the backfield. And this is going to be a first down for the Bruins.
Well, you got to wonder, with 4:34 remaining, if you're Chip Kelly.
Defense number 37. The ball will be placed in the spot of the foul. Automatic first down.
If you're Chip Kelly, do you want to control this clock and slow it down and not give any time back to Washington State? Washington State has burned two timeouts. They only have one timeout up.
It's a tough situation because this thing is just humming right now. You almost don't want to stop it or slow it down. We've got a bunch on the near side with Cota and Phillips. Phillips in motion. DTR has a snap. Now has room up the middle. He will run to the 30 and brought down from behind. The ball is out at the 22-yard line. And let's see who's on it. Dylan Sherman knocked it out. Oh, boy.
It looked like it might have been recovered by Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
There was Chase Cota here on the near side. Immediately said the Bruins had the ball.
Oh, they're going to say it's Washington State?
We haven't seen a word yet.
Ruling on the field is a recovery by UCLA. First down.
Oh, what a break. Wow. UCLA needs to get over the ball and just run a play.
Now, Joshua Kelly in the game. I believe there was one referee who started to signal Washington State, and then he hesitated, and now the Bruins have first and 10 from the 22-yard line. Snap is off. And now we've got a whistle, and Mike Leach just took his last timeout to try and get them to look at this. So 63-60, Washington State with the lead. The clock stops here with 4:06 in the fourth. First and 10 from the 22 of Washington State. DTR has the snap, back to pass, throws into the flat. It's caught at the 21. Felton sidestepping a couple. He'll get just two on the play as George Hicks brought him down. In fact, it'll just be a yard. It'll be second down and 9 from the 21.
He stayed in bounds. That was the important thing, Felton, on that play. That is a smart player right there. Let that clock run down. 3:44 remaining in this football game.
Now Joshua Kelly comes into the game. The ball's going to be on the left hash, and the Bruins are letting this clock wind down. Play clock at 15. Game clock approaching 3.5. Snap is off. DTR back to pass. Flushed out to his left, and he just flings it out of bounds. Incomplete. It'll be third down and 9. Nnamdi Ogwuayi getting through and forcing DTR to throw it away. That stops the clock with 3:27 to go. It'll be third down and 8.
Now you open up the arsenal. It doesn't really matter. I mean, you're third and long. You get it in the end zone, you get it in the end zone. You can't be conservative. And it was pressure coming off the right edge, forcing DTR to go to the left side. And the only receiver out there was Joshua Kelly.
And now Kelly will come off. Felton is in. And I think the Bruins are going to let this. DTR is going to talk to his receivers. It is Irwin and Phillips to the right.
Timeout by Chip Kelly.
I thought we might get a timeout here. The way they were slowly organizing this play, I thought we might get one, and Chip Kelly calls one from the sideline. Washington State seemingly had this game. They were up 49-17 with under 7 minutes to play in the third, and here we are. They lead by 3, 63-60. The Bruins knocking on the door. They have the ball at the Washington State 20-yard line, 3:27 to go in the fourth. It is third down and 8. Ball on the left hash. It's Cota in motion, left to right. Three receivers now on the right. Snap back. DTR steps up in the pocket, looking left, finding Felton on a wheel route. It is knocked away, incomplete. And it will be fourth down, and the Bruins are going to have to bring on the punting unit, the linebacker, Travion Brown.
Yeah, there's going to be a holding call on UCLA. Mike Leach is going to have to think about this. Because what do? I mean, you want to push UCLA out of field goal range. But do you give them another shot?
And that is a discussion on the far side. The flag thrown right at the line of scrimmage. Holding.
And he's going to move
offense,
him back.
Number 70, 10-yard penalty. Replay third down.
Alec Anderson.
I'll tell you what, that's a tough one. And now if you're UCLA, you definitely want to get a 10-yard gain.
Yep. So it'll be third and 18 from the 30. Keep the same personnel out there. Cota wide left. Asiasi the tight end. Phillips is going to come slot left. Irwin far side, the right side of the formation. And Felton in the backfield. Asiasi on the right side of the line. Third down and 18. Snap back. DTR. Four-man rush. Throws the Felton out of the backfield. Makes one miss up to the 20. Steps out of bounds at the 19. He's still about 7-6 yards shy of a first down as George Hicks put him out of bounds. So now UCLA looking at a better field goal opportunity than they would have.
Or are they going to go for it?
No point.
I mean, at this point, I mean, are you really going to give the ball back 3 minutes left to Washington State with a tie game? I mean, if you're Chip Kelly, you're 0-3. I'd almost think you'd want to call a timeout, though, get your best play called. But, yeah, you definitely want to go for it.
It's fourth and five. Maybe they try and draw them off sides here. The play clock down to 7. Clock running at 2:45. And the snap is off. DTR looking left. Throws. It's caught and dropped. Dimitric Felton had it broken up. George Hicks again makes a huge play. And the Bruins turn it over on downs. They have two timeouts, 2:38 to play. Two in the backfield, McIntosh and Borghee. Snap is back. Quick throw outside. Caught by Aesop Winston, and he breaks the tackle up to the 25.
Fumble!
Ball came out at the end, but they're going to say he was down at the 27. Chris Barnes making the tackle.
The runner was down prior to the fumble. The runner fumbled prior to being down. The ball was recovered in the immediate continuing action by UCLA. First down.
What a break for UCLA. They get the ball on the 26-yard line, 27-yard line of Washington State. They're back in field goal range, but they can win this game with a score.
In a game filled with what just happened moments, that might be the biggest what just happened moment. And UCLA is going to keep their time out there that they had initially called. So 2:27, two timeouts. The Bruins will have the ball. Looks like they're going to spot it on the 26-yard line, down by 3, and with another opportunity here. They stick with the same personnel. 3 wide, Phillips in the slot, Felton in the backfield. DTR throws. It's caught to the 15, to the 10. Devin Asiasi, first and goal. Bruins at the 9-yard line. A 17-yard strike from DTR to the tight end.
Now you need to take some time off the clock and go slowly. It was a first down. They're going to restart the clock. You don't want to be in a hurry. And it looks like UCLA, Dorian Thompson-Robinson is going to, he's coming over to Chip Kelly. They're going to huddle up. Sort of weird seeing UCLA in a huddle.
Inside 2 minutes to go. 1:55 and counting. Play clock down to 11 here. 3 wide receivers. Ball on the 9-yard line. DTR back to pass. Steps up. Hit. Goes down at the 15-yard line. It was Justice Rogers. A loss of 6 on the play. It'll be second and goal from the 15.
Yeah, but more clock's going to come off. So Washington State won't have another opportunity. Dorian Thompson-Robinson thought he had a crease and just couldn't get through.
You got a little more space to work with here towards the back of the end zone as well.
Jalen Irwin one-on-one coverage.
Second and goal from the 15. DTR throws incomplete over Phillips. He got drilled by Will Rogers, and DTR is slow to get up. He is having to be helped up by Alec Anderson, and he is taking a beating tonight, Matt, but he stands back up and going to have to get ready for third down and goal from the 15, minute 13 to go in the game.
Yeah, the feet just weren't set underneath Dorian Thompson-Robinson. He threw that with an open stance, and if he hits that pass, that's a score.
Joshua Kelly going to come into the ball game. Phillips will come off here.
You got to call timeout if you're Chip Kelly.
Yeah, he's
this is too important a moment.
Snap is off. It's a quick screen pass to Felton. He's got blockers in front of him. Dimitric Felton into the end zone. Touchdown, UCLA!
Oh, my! You thought it was going to be a timeout. And what a play call by Chip Kelly. Dimitrik Felton, one of the hottest players at UCLA in terms of kickoff returns, catching the ball. He has two blockers in front of him, and he's able to get into the end zone. UCLA back up in front.
He lined up slot right and turned in for a screen. Devin Asiasi and Jake Burton got out as lead blockers and helped him into the end zone. 15-yard catch and run for Dimitrik Felton. The crucial point after is good from J.J. Molson to make it a four-point lead with a 1:07 to play. Four wide receiver set, Max Borghi in the backfield. Snap is off. Gordon being blitzed. The ball is free. It's knocked loose. It looks like
UCLA has recovered.
Oh, my goodness. Josh Woods emerging from the pile with the football. It was Keyshawn Lucier-South who knocked it free coming off the blind side.
Unbelievable. Finally, pressure on the quarterback. Lucier-South from the blind side rakes the ball. The Bruins recover, and they're going to win this football game. They're going to win this basketball game.
67-63, no timeouts for Washington State. The Bruins just have to take two knees, and this game is over.
Unbelievable.
That was the Bruins' first sack tonight, and every time UCLA records a sack this season, Keys Automotive Group will make a $500 donation to UCLA's I'm Going to College program, exposing young people to the college experience. With that sack, UCLA's fifth of the season, our total up to $2,500. The first kneel down has been made by DTR at the 20 as he gives a hug to Dimitrik Felton. You talk about just a team effort tonight. It has been exactly that. Bruins need one more kneel down here with the clock at 40 seconds in counting, leading 67-63.
Dorian Thompson-Robinson has arrived at UCLA. This is the game. This is his football team.
There's the snap, the second knee, and that's it. UCLA comes to the Palouse. An improbable win for the ages. 67-63, the final score. The Bruins, boy, I don't know what more you could say right now. It's just unbelievable, Matt Stevens, what happened here in this second half.
130 points scored by these two teams, and the game didn't even go to overtime.